Coming up on episode number 711. Well, I haven't done an interview show in quite a while, so it's time for one tonight. We're going to be talking to Jeff Lizowitz, who's the man behind Electron Love Theory. He's got a brand new album, All U2 Covers, coming out today. We're going to listen to a few tracks and find out more about the album. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, October 12th. 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another interview episode of Coverville. Tonight, listening to some music from the brand new Electron Love Theory album called Blue Sky Vertigo. It's all U2 covers, and we're going to hear from the man behind the group, Jeff Lizowitz, a little bit later in the show. But before we get to that, let's listen to something you don't hear often on Coverville. It's an original. It's an original that hasn't been covered. It's a brand new original song. Well, not brand new. This came out on the 2006 album Colors of the Galaxy by Electron Love Theory. We're going to listen to that and then a cover right after it. But let's go ahead and kick things off with Into the Moonlight by Electron Love Theory.
In the middle of the day, there's a blind spot in the middle of my prayer. Are you out there? So much noise in the world today, I can't even find my baby. Are you out there? Day, I know you're out there. And I live and then I cry and then I breathe and then I die and then I sleep and then I rise into the moonlight. And I live and then I cry and then I breathe and then I die and then I sleep and then I rise into the moonlight.
Sleep and then I rise, and then I rise, and then I rise. say you want diamonds on a ring of gold. You say you want your story to remain untold. All the promises we make, from the cradle to the grave, when all I want is you. You say you'll give me a highway with no one on it, a treasure just to look upon it, all the riches in the night. You say you'll give me eyes in a moon of blindness, a river in the time of dryness, a harbor in a tempest. All the promises we make, from the cradle to the grave, when all that you want your love to work out right, to last with me through the night. Oh, you say you want diamonds on a ring of gold, your story to
My guest tonight is a musician, a songwriter, a producer, and even a music journalist who's done everything from being the founding writer on the website for Seattle's alternative station 107.7 The End to DJing a gig at Microsoft. His music has been heard on TV shows like Scrubs, The Real World, and No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain. And his newest project is entitled Blue Sky Vertigo and is an entire album of electronic-tinged covers of U2 songs featuring different female vocalists on each track. Please welcome to the show the man behind Electron Love Theory, Jeff Lizowitz.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. It's great to have you on here.
Great to be here.
And you and I go back a little ways as far as via Coverville Electron Love Theory, because I actually played another one of your U2 covers several years ago. When was that? Back in?
It was probably at least 4 years ago.
Wow.
I know, time flies.
It really does. But I've been listening to the new album. I absolutely love it. So it's called Blue Sky Vertigo. And tell me a little bit about how it came together.
Well, this album came together probably started over four years ago. I always loved U2, and you know, I do a million original songs, but I felt like doing a cover. So, and I was working with a singer at the time named Leilani Polson, and we just decided to do With or Without You. And I put it together, and it sounded great, and everybody loved it. And that's when I found you and sent you the song, and you played it on your show, you know, back then. And I got a great response from all your fans and stuff. So I was psyched.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So then I, you know, I said, hey, why not? Let's make a whole record. So that was that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I mean, it's what's really cool about it is that there's, you know, obviously it's got the U2 songwriting, the great songwriting behind it. It's got the consistent flow of your instrumentation, the electronica feel of your music, but the different vocalists, the different singers that you have for each track really do keep the variety up. You know, I mean, there's sure. a great variety to the album. Now, how do you go about picking the different vocalists that you have for each track?
Yes. Well, that was a bit of a task, believe me. I basically ran a sort of mini American Idol in my apartment. I'm not kidding. I heard from at least 100, probably several hundred singers, because I am very, you know, when I do something, when I make music, I want it to be great. And I got, you know, singers responding through various ads and sending me their links from MySpace and this and that. And I sort of cut them from there, and then they would come in and I'd have auditions. And, you know, I was looking for really extraordinary vocalists. There are a lot of decent singers out there, but I'm not into that. I was looking for someone that really, really struck me. And fortunately I found, you know, 14 really great singers with different sounds and styles. So I'm psyched.
Yeah, you really did. And you know, like I said, they range so much in their styles, but they're all fantastic, and they really do add something to each and every track on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your background, because, you know, I mentioned a little bit in the intro, obviously you're a musician, you're a producer, you're a songwriter, but boy, that's not all. Tell me a little bit about how you got into music journalism and writing. And
yeah, and sure. Well, interesting story. I'll try to keep it short. I moved from Pennsylvania to Los Angeles way back when I was in college, and I went to Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard. And as I was leaving, some guy from behind the counter said, "Hey, Jeff, what's up? What are you doing here?" It was a guy from high school, which is crazy. You know, the whole way across the country, I meet him in a record store. So he tells me that he's a publicist for a record company, and he gives away basically free CDs to journalists so that they write about the bands. He said he'd send me some. He never did. I said, "Hey, I'm a writer. I want free music." And that was the beginning of my music journalism career. It started with the college paper, went to local newspapers, to magazines, to national magazines, to websites, to, I mean, I've written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of interviews, reviews, you know, concert reviews, just everything. So, yeah, that was it.
That's cool. And it's hilarious that, you know, the spark that started the whole thing really didn't pan out in that aspect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't pan out that you ended up working with this guy. You know, for writing, doing all the writing and the reviews and things that you've done, do you think, how do you think that's affected the music you produce? Do you tend to listen for things or do you tend to write, I guess, for the things that you like that you've heard in other things, or how is that affected?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing that it's affected is that it helps me listen much more deeply. Like, as a music fan, you know, I would listen, and I would listen carefully, you know, sometimes, and sometimes just in the car, whatever, you know. But when you're reviewing something, I felt like I really had to pay as much attention as I could. And that, you know, what makes the song work? What makes the song not work? What makes it, like, why does it feel exciting in this part? Why does it chill out in this part? You know, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, doing that for thousands, tens of thousands of songs, like, it gives you an education, and you combine that with, you know, producing and recording and writing, and you put it all together. It sort of really helps elevate the whole thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. Now, as a musician, is it tougher to be critical of another musician's work, or is it easier?
Well, you know, being a musician, being an indie musician, I know firsthand from banging my head against the wall basically for quite a few years that it's really, really, really hard to make good music and then get it out there mm-hmm. in the world. So I respect deeply any musician who does anything, even if I think it stinks. And if they do something great, I'm enthralled because, it's really difficult. So respect to anybody who's doing anything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, it's funny. When I was looking through your bio, for some reason, the thing that just jumped right out at me was DJing a gig at Microsoft. Was this for a party, or was it for an event?
Yes. No, this was a standing gig, believe it or not. Microsoft, for a while, had a studio on their campus up here in Seattle, and they broadcast to the phone support line for people who were on hold for tech support.
Really? So it wasn't just canned music. There was somebody actually live mixing all that music together. It was you.
That would have been me for a good number of hours. There were so many people. I mean, Microsoft, as you know, is a gigantic company. They would have up to 10,000 people at any given time waiting on the phone lines for, you know,
wow.
Support. Yeah. So I would be, I'd be rocking them.
Did you have to come on every once in a while and say,
yeah,
your expected wait time is,
oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Come in every two songs and be like, hey, you know, just hold on there, people. It's cool. We're going to hook you up.
Oh man.
Uh-huh. I know.
All right. So before we continue with the interview, let's go ahead and listen to, a track that actually can't be heard anywhere else. So this is a world premiere. Is that right? Where we're about to
hear? Hey, yeah, hell yeah!
Right here,
world premiere on Coverville.
Yeah. Now it's the Flora Capella, or I'm probably mispronouncing it. Flora Capella mix.
That's the way I pronounce it, and I just made it up. So excellent. You know,
works for me. Of New Year's Day. Now, who's the vocalist on this one? And tell me about how this one came about.
Sure. One of the singers on one of the songs, which is New Year's Day, is Flora McGill. She is an awesome singer here in Seattle. She's mostly a jazz vocalist, and she also recently won Best Female Jazz Vocalist in Seattle, which is no small feat.
Wow.
So props to her on that. She came in and she did her, you know, she sang the song and all that. When it got into the middle part with the sort of solo, keyboard synthesizer solo, she vocalized the solo in two different ways. And I was amazed by that. And if you listen to that, I sort of mix it up and down at the same time in the regular song. But I wanted to feature that even more, so I decided to make this Flora Capella mix, which is basically, you know, a beat mm-hmm. and Flora singing with some good reverb. So, I love it. Her voice is so strong, and the song itself is so strong that hopefully this holds up and is a cool, you know, other version. So thanks for playing it.
Absolutely. Here it is.
All is quiet on New Year's Day. A world in white gets underway. I want to be with you night and day. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. I will be with you again. I will be with you again. Under a blood red sky, a crowd has gathered in black and white. Arms entwined, the chosen few. The newspaper says it's true, and we can break through. Torn in two, we can be one. I will begin again. I will begin again. Oh, 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 eh, oh, ah. Oh, 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 eh, oh, ah. Oh, boom, day, dum, boom, bing, dum, ding, boom, 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 day, dum, wee, ooh, 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 and so we're told this is the golden age, and gold is the reason for the wars we wage. I want to be with you night and day. Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
Mountains, I have run through the fields only to be with you, only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls, these city walls. To be with you, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I've kissed honey lips,
right, you just heard I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by Electron Love Theory. Great cover there of the U2 song. Now, Jeff, tell me, that sounded amazing. Tell me about how that came about.
Well, the main singer on there is Phylonna Goodrich, who is an awesome vocalist. And, you know, when I had her in for an audition, she sort of like did that scat part in the middle, and I was sold right there immediately. I think it's just so beautiful and, I don't know, just awesome. But I wanted to do something with the backup vocals, and U2 on their amazing live album Rattle and Hum does a fantastic version, a live version of this song, where they had a gospel choir. Mm-hmm. And I always loved that just so, so much. So I wanted to do something like that, but it was not within my means.
You didn't have a choir just at the beck and call. You could.
Yeah, I wish, man. I would do a whole gospel album if I had that. But no, I didn't. But what I did find was 4 female vocalists, and I got them into my rather small apartment, and we worked out the parts and stuff, and I had them do different harmonies for the backup parts probably 10 times with different microphone configurations around the apartment. And I mean, it was absolutely nuts. I don't even know how many tracks I recorded of the backup vocals. And when I put them all together, I think it sounds pretty much like a whole gospel choir. So I was really psyched about that. I think it sounds really cool. But if you really want to hear the real deal, check out the live version on Rattle and Hum, because that's just mind-blowing.
That's where it's at. Yeah, well, this one sounds great too, though, and especially knowing the strings you had to pull to make that work. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell me a little bit about the musicians that have influenced you. Have they all been in the same genre, the electronic music, the kind of the alternative side, or have they been across the board? Who do you find that you listen to the most, and who's influenced you the most?
Well, I mean, one of the obvious answers here is U2. Yes. And that is true. I mean, I started listening to them like in the early 80s, believe it or not. And as a single artist, I feel like they have been with me personally for my whole, adult life, as well as, teenage years and stuff. So, that's a huge influence. But other stuff that I like, oh man, I can't even say. I have so much stuff. I'm always looking for new things. Electronic stuff, of course, bands like the later Everything But the Girl, new wave stuff like Tears for Fears is always great. Classic rock I love, pop, just like rock stuff. John Mayer is great, I think these days. But local artists that you may not have heard of, Aaron English, amazing friend, also songwriter, singer. He's got a great album. A guy over here, Alan Stone, does this sort of Motown-y white soul thing. I mean, God, there's great music in the world, I want it all.
I think I've actually played something by Aaron English. I had to quickly look it up, but yeah, I did. He does a great version of Message in a Bottle.
True. Yes, he does. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And you know what? He just did another one, which is the Zeppelin song Cashmere and Norwegian Wood put together.
Very cool.
Very good.
Well, we're going to have to get that on the show, too.
I know. Shout out to Aaron English.
That's right. Cool. Tell me, this is a question I like to ask in every interview I do. What's in your CD player right now, or what's... some people don't even do the CD players anymore. What's next on your iPod if you were to hit play right now?
if I were to hit play, I recently found a song. Well, first of all, you know that thing Shazam on the iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It looks up the song for you if you play it, hold it in front of the speaker.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I've got that thing. I use that thing constantly. And I recently found a song, which I'm a little bit embarrassed that I did not know this song before. But I clicked on it. I figured it out, or Shazam figured it out, bought it, and I can't get it off the player. an early Prince song, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. God, that guy's awesome.
He really is. Yeah, absolutely. That's there you go. There's your next cover, right?
It's Yeah, sure.
Your next track to cover. Very cool. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
What's next? What's the next project for you?
That's a good question. I'm also having an album coming out soon, which is called Captain Cryptic. And Captain Cryptic is actually a collaboration between myself and Aaron English.
Oh, okay.
This thing sounds completely different than anything he does as a solo artist, and I do with Electron Love Theory. This is pop, rock, straight ahead, you know. I dig it. So, yeah, it's called Captain Cryptic. It's up on iTunes and everything. So you can check that out, too.
Excellent. Excellent. I definitely will.
Yeah.
Jeff, thank you so much for coming on Coverville. And people can pick up the brand new album, Blue Sky Vertigo, on Amazon or on iTunes. Wherever you buy your music, you can find it today. As a matter of fact, coming out today.
That's right. And tons more information, lovetheory.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we've got time for just one more track from that same album, Blue Sky Vertigo. Let's listen to a cover of U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday. Sunday, Bloody Sunday, originally by U2, covered there by Electron Love Theory from their brand new album, Blue Sky Vertigo. It goes on sale today, so go to iTunes, Amazon, the Zune Marketplace, wherever it is you like to buy your music and pick it up today. I've listened to the whole thing and I absolutely love it. Can't recommend it enough. It's a great album. I also want to thank Jeff Lizowitz from Electron Love Theory for spending some time with me today and talking to me about the album and some other of his projects. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. Also visit the blog coverville.com, where you'll find all that great information. Everything you need to know cover song related, it's right there in one place. And you can post your comments to this or any other show right there in the show notes to this episode. We'll be back on Thursday with the Devo cover story. Yeah, I've been promising it for a while. It's going to happen. It's coming up this Thursday, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also a proud member of the Frog Pants Studios Ultrafeed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good, it's like you're there.
Program so good, it's like you're there!